Raptors have started workouts. Informal, I think, but nonetheless, workouts.
Earlier than last year.
At least they're going to play. Yep. Just more than the hockey pucks. Here's the head coach of the Toronto Raptors. Here's Dwayne Casey. Hiya, coach. How are you?
Hey, Bob. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How's your big-ass TV?
I tell you what, it's big. That's about it right now. A lot of baseball, you know, getting ready for the basketball season. And the great thing about technology, Bob, is I can hook my VCR, my game tapes to it.
And nice.
Watch a replay and, on my big TV.
Oh, man. Just
And hopefully more of those tapes this season you'll want to watch, right?
No yeah. question, Damon. A lot of them I've watched and got sick all over again last year. But I tell you what, from our volunteer workouts and the pickup games, and it's hard to get real, real excited about these pickup games that we're having now because you know other teams are saying the same thing. But I like our talent base that we've added this year, the pieces we put together, and so we'll have some different results in a lot of different games this year.
So we must start at the top here. Jonas Valanciunas, what the heck happened to him? I hear he's walking around with everything from a complete body cast to a tensor bandage.
He strained his left calf the other day, and he was shooting and went up for a shot and strained it, and I think they just had the boot on there for precautionary reasons, but nothing serious, nothing life-threatening or whatever the terms you use just then, but he's going to be okay. Young man is full of energy. He didn't want to come off the court, and if they let him, he'd probably still try to get out there now, but there's no timetable. We're not going to rush him back right now as far as his workout's concerned, just to give it a chance to heal and try to get ready if he can for any part of the training camp.
Having a chance to meet him, how's his English?
Good, good. He's gotten better at it. I think he's had some teachers over there in Lithuania. There's a great Lithuanian community here in town. I mean, there's a huge population here. So he's been around Lithuanians who speak really good English here in the city, which has been a huge help. But his English is fine. His basketball terminology is good. But what a wonderful young man, 19 years old, and he's going to be a big addition.
Obviously, there's great interest in this young man as he becomes hopefully a piece of a team that's going to get better. But beyond that, as an athlete coming over from playing in Europe now to playing in the NBA, the physical challenge. Now, there's obviously the mental challenge, but since we're talking about a small injury he's got, I mean, what kind of physical challenge? I mean, will it be comparable to what he faced playing over there, or is it an entirely different level that he's going to have to adapt to?
No, that's a great point, Damon. There's going to be a strength difference that he's going to have to get used to here in the NBA versus the European game. You know, you're going to be going against big guys like Jamal McGlure, Dwight Howard, that type of physical presence. Forget the talent, but just the physical pushing and grinding and bumping in the paint and at the same time completing a play and completing an action that you're not used to. It's going to take time for him to get used to that. But, again, he's not a young man that's afraid of contact, and usually that's the first thing you have to get young players used to. Is to get used to enjoying contact, enjoying hitting people first, and he has no problem with that. The problem is with him, he's got to learn when to make contact, how to make the subtle contact without getting a foul called on him. And as you know, the officials in our league love to call fouls on rookies and that type of thing. So he'll have to get used to that, but he's a smart young man. He's played a lot of international basketball, and which is a very cerebral game, and it shouldn't take him as long to pick up those things, but there is a learning curve he'll have to go through.
Because just so, and you, the international game or the European game, it's not a non-physical game. There's a lot of, sometimes there's talk, there's more holding, there's more restraining, but I think what you're saying is just you're dealing with bigger bodies over here.
Yes, no question.
Okay.
You do get, Damon, you do get away with more in the Euro game as far as when you set a screen, rolling that guy down the lane. You're allowed to do that in the Euro game, and that's a habit he's going to have to get out of here in the States. But he's going to be one of our best screeners and rollers down the lane, getting to the basket, which is going to complement our screen and roll game. And the player that's probably going to benefit the most from Jonas being here is Andrea, because it's going to stretch the floor for him. They've got to respect his role down the lane to the basket. So it's going to open up a whole new world for our perimeter players and give them the room and the area to operate in.
With Raptor coach Dwayne Casey. So, Coach, as you sit here today, and I don't know whether you do this as a matter of course or just off the top of your, if I gave you the best case scenario in terms of how Jonas progresses and how many minutes he earns over the course of the season, where would he be at the start of the year in terms of minutes, and where would he be at the end of the year?
Well, I expect him to be somewhere very close to the top at the end of the year. At the beginning, I don't know how long he's going to be out with this strained calf, but it will set him back a little bit going into training camp, missing some of that action. You know you can pay attention on the sideline, but there's nothing like going through an NBA training camp, which we missed last year. So at the start, he'll miss a little bit. So depending on how he gets through these first month will depend on his minutes and time. But we that's the decision we have to make, Bob. Do we throw him in the fire right now, let him get those first few minutes of the NBA game? Of course, he's going to get some fouls. He's going to make some mistakes, but those are going to have to be learning mistakes he's going to have to go through. So depending on how long he misses training camp will depend on the minutes he gets at the end. But, of course, by the end of the season, we're expecting a lot more out of him. And we will get a lot more just through his natural progression and getting better and getting used to the NBA game.
You got a lot of big guys on this team all of a sudden, don't you?
We do, which is, here's today we have, in a pickup game, he gets a strained calf, so there's one down. So you never know what's going to progress during the season, turned ankle here, whatever. And, we have a lot of guys that can play multiple positions. It's going to be a very competitive camp at all positions, not only the big guys' position, but at point guard, at two guard, at the four position. And so it's going to be one of the most competitive camps I've been around as far as guys working for playing time, earning a role on the team, whether it's the first unit or second unit, throughout training camp.
Real quickly, about a minute. I know informal workouts, I guess that's the best way to term them right now.
Right.
How much did you know about Lowry before he got here, and what have you seen from him?
Love what I've seen. Just his spirit, his moxie, Bob. The fans are going to love him. I love him as a coach. Jose has a different type of moxie, a guy who is going to jump up in a guy's chest, not afraid of a challenge. He's in attack mode at all times, and that type of personality is contagious. So he's going to be a big part of what we do. Setting the tone from the point guard position, both offensively and defensively. Great pickup by our team this summer, and he's going to add a lot to our team, Bob. I know I'm going to like him, and I'm sure the fans are going to like him too.
We're tight on time here, Coach, so we'll let you go now. Thanks a lot for this, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk a bunch as the season progresses. Thanks, Dwayne.
Anytime, Bob. Thank you, David.